Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the NFL Draft Bible Show. I'm your host Bo Marchand. Today we're on flight 3270 from Dallas to Mobile. We're about 37,000 feet flying altitude, and we're joined with Charles Clay of the Tulsa Hurricanes, who's on his way to the Senior Bowl. Charles, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Thank you. I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
Excellent. Now, did you think you'd be doing an over-the-phone airplane interview on your way to the Senior Bowl this afternoon?
Never thought about it. Never in my life.
Now, the Senior Bowl, I mean, it's a great showcase to showcase your college talents. When you got that call or the invitation, what was that like?
It was a great opportunity. When I sat down and wrote down my goals before the year, you know, that was one of my main goals, was to, you know, play good enough to get invited. And when I did, you know, I was excited.
And I mean, for you, it's interesting. I mean, you're seventh on the NFL draft level big board at the fullback position. But coming down here, what do you think the scouts would be? Tight end, fullback, I mean, even wide receiver? What do you think?
I've heard tight end and receiver, and I've heard a lot of things. I started at a tight end, but, you know, make it a little work at wide receiver. May do some at fullback or running back. You know, it's just I rotate and see, you know, where they like me best, and I guess that'll be the one I stick with.
Now, during your time in school, I mean, you're great out of the backfield. 43 receptions, I mean, second in school history, 38 touchdowns. I mean, looking back at your time at Tulsa, did you envision all the things that you would achieve when you first got there?
Honestly, I didn't when I first got there. Like, my first year, I didn't even think I would play. I was in fall camp, there was two guys in front of me, and they both happened to get hurt. And you know, that was my chance to step in and play. And but at the end of the day, no, I never envisioned it. You know, you always hope for it, but, you know, I never envisioned it.
4-year starter, once again, Charles Clay, Tulsa Hurricane, joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Players Follow Show. For you, I mean, your time at Tulsa, can you kind of believe it's come and gone, and now you're knocking on the doorstep of the NFL?
Yeah, it goes by real, real fast. Actually, me and one of my coaches were talking about it last night. I was telling him how I wish I still had, you know, some eligibility left, but at the same time, it's been a dream since I was a little boy. So, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, do whatever I can to seize this opportunity.
Nice. Now, we were talking at the airport. I mean, you said you were so excited to kind of get some pads on. But I think the last time you guys played was the 24th of the bowl game?
Yeah, Christmas Eve was the last time we got to play.
And what's that like, that time off? I mean, you're excited, but is this a little bit different than just the football game / maybe like first of many job interviews?
Yeah, I think it's a lot different. Like I said, it's a different opportunity. You know, I've been with the same guys for 4 years, so coming down here and being with a different group of guys, you know, it'll be interesting.
And that Christmas Eve bowl game, so much is made about BCS and playoff system. For being in a part of a couple bowl games yourself, I mean, do you prefer one over the other?
What's that now? Can you say that one more?
The playoff and the BCS, I mean, you've got to play in a couple bowl games. I mean, do you like the bowl games over the playoff system if they were to do one?
I like the bowl games, but at the end of the day, everybody wants an equal opportunity. So I believe, you know, a playoff system would be more fair because, you know, it's always some team that gets caught on the short end of the stick. So I believe that'll be the best way to settle that.
And Christmas Eve, you guys are playing football. What happens the next day? I mean, do you guys kind of celebrate Christmas as a team?
No, we actually flew out that same night that we played, so we actually made it back in Tulsa Christmas Day, and then once I made it to Tulsa, I drove all the way back to Little Rock, so I was at home by 4 o'clock that evening celebrating Christmas with my family.
Excellent. Now, everyone who comes on the show, I always ask, if we could put you in an NFL uniform right now, which guy are you going to remind us that plays on Sunday?
Hernandez guy for the Patriots. Okay. I like him a whole lot. Simply because, you know, he does do a lot of movement. They use him to create mismatches, which is something that I feel that I can do pretty good.
And you signed with Kevin O'Neill, National Sports Agency. He represents you. What was one of the reasons you chose Kevin?
He was just a genuine guy. You know, from the beginning, you know, I told all the agents, you know, that during the season I didn't want to, you know, talk to anybody. He respected it. He talked to my mom all year, and you know, my mom liked him. You know, I kind of let her handle the process in the beginning because I knew she was real good at weeding out, you know, whether someone was just talking or not. So, and she ended up liking him, and then, you know, as I started talking to him, he's just a genuine guy, you know, a likable guy, and you know, I think we hit it off as soon as I met him.
And then in terms of like combine pro day type training, are you training anywhere?
I'll be in Florida with a guy named Cliff Martin. Marshall at Ignition Sports.
Okay, yeah, Cliff, they got a place opposite in Attic with Ted.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do a great job at Ignition.
Yeah, yeah. He actually was talking to my mom a lot, too. She seemed to like him, and I liked him a whole lot when I met him. And
have you kind of been down there since the first of the year? When did you arrive at Ignition?
I haven't gone there yet? I'll start going right after Senior Bowl. I've just been training at school, trying to finish out these last 12 hours I have. I'll be going up there right after the Senior Bowl.
Cool. Before we let you go, we always like to have some fun with you. We call it sweeping the corners. Kind of get to that fun, nerdy, dirty grid. Are you guys ready to have some fun with it?
Yeah, I'm ready.
If you could take out any female celebrity to dinner, who would you like to take?
Me alone, hands down.
I think that was your quickest answer.
I've wanted to do that for so long.
And if you were on America's Got Talent and you couldn't showcase your great football skills, is there another talent that you have?
I like to say I can sing, but other people wouldn't agree with that.
Also, if you could be the lead singer of a boy band or a male runway model, which profession would you choose?
I'd probably be the lead singer of a boy band. I don't see myself being a runway model. I don't think I could do it.
Final question before we let you go. If you could go back, Conference USA, and you could beat one team, who would you like to take down?
East Carolina.
Nice.
Only team that I think throughout my 4 years that I didn't beat that one time. And we came real close. Probably should have. We played them in the conference championship and turned the ball over, I think, 7 times and lost by 3. And then played them again this year and lost off a Hail Mary the last second. So, you know, that's a team that's had my numbers since I've been there. So if I could, I'd go back and try to beat them.
Hey, Charles, we appreciate you coming on the show, and best of luck this week in the Senior Bowl.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you.